As with many small cities, Watertown's downtown has been decaying for years, with boarded-up buildings and businesses dwindling. Now a handful of big projects are reviving the historical structures at the center of town, and some new small businesses are thriving. But WRVL's Joanna Richards reports some say the city could be doing more to encourage growth.
All right, you like her?
I like her.
In the basement of the old Woolworth building on Public Square, workmen are framing a new doorway. By January 2015, the building will reopen after years of vacancy, full of apartments and first-floor storefronts. This is the most visible sign of the revival taking place at the heart of downtown Watertown. Other building projects are happening, too. Apartments and commercial space will soon fill the huge defunct Mercy Hospital property and the crumbling Masonic Temple. Stream, a call center, an important local employer, is expanding and adding workers. There are subtler sounds of change, too.
Bye, Jane. Have a good weekend.
I'm Todd Tarzia. I own Vito's Gourmet. We opened a year ago, Black Friday.
Vito's is bright and airy and packed at lunchtime. It's one of a handful of small businesses that have opened on the square in recent years. It's all adding up to a trend. Tarzia says it hit him as a gut feeling about the place and timing that led him to start Vito's, a dream he'd had for years. But he says the entry of large-scale developers into downtown confirms his hunch.
These are people who are good at predicting economic trends, so I feel enthusiastic for my business because I think I'm sort of right in the heart of where things are.
Number nine.
Economic development officials share Tarzia's sense that downtown Watertown has hit a turning point. Don Alexander heads the Jefferson County Industrial Development Agency.
When one development occurs, another one sees development happening and says there must be something going on. We're seeing that.
The city has taken some concrete steps in recent years to encourage development. A $7 million project with the State Department of Transportation improved infrastructure and traffic patterns around Public Square. It made the area more walkable. There's better parking and a new pavilion for a popular farmers market. But Alexander and others in economic development here say there's an element lacking, city vision and leadership.
I know nobody likes studies. Nobody likes to do master plans and all that.
Gary Beasley heads up Neighbors of Watertown, a nonprofit that works on city revitalization and affordable housing projects, including many downtown.
But at the same time, you've got to look ahead several years and you've got to have a direction because all of these funding sources take so long to get.
Beasley says the city has missed some important opportunities. He says it showed little interest in expanding downtown parking when other agencies floated a project idea a few years back. And city council has panned proposals for rental property inspections, a tool other cities use to reduce blight.
The people who want master plans and visions, we got a basement full of those things.
That's longtime mayor Jeff Graham. He has a more hands-off take on the city's role.
What you need are people with money and initiative and an entrepreneurial spirit to come in and invest their time, effort, and money. And that's what we're starting to see.
One thing everyone agrees on, downtown is improving.
Well, downtown is an indicator of a community's health, and it's an indicator of a community's pride. Watertown's got a lot of character.
And with new energy, Beasley says, the city is regaining the sense of life it's been missing for so long. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.